For the Delaware Agricultural Land Preservation Program. And this brings a total of over 2,000 acres that we've preserved in this county so far. The committee feels this is a very beneficial public-private partnership, and we've been told it's one of a kind. There's none other like it in the country.
As Mr. Stickles mentioned, one of the increases in the budget is electricity. And Delmarva Power has increased cost to us, especially for our major users. Our major accounts for Delmarva Power would go up 117%. And we are a large user of electricity. Our South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, which serves Bethany, South Bethany, Fenwick, Ocean View, Cedar Neck, would increase 117%, as our Westerhoveth Wolf Neck Treatment Facility, and of course this building. What we've done is last week we bid out our electrical costs, our Delmarva Power electrical supply costs, in a cooperative effort with the state of Delaware. So this percentage will be less. We're still evaluating the numbers, however. The South Coastal will still have a major increase. The South Coastal facility will increase about 67%, this building 59%, and Westerhoveth 49%. So these are some major increases that we've incorporated into the proposed budget. Includes $32 million for water and sewer operations, and it also includes increases for system connection charges, which are one-time fees for new hookups, and operations and maintenance expenses, and service charge rates are increasing in our recommended budget. Again, we have major electrical and energy cost increases. We have many different items of equipment that are included in the budget that the engineering department has requested. Some are replacements. $2.7 million in realty transfer tax money is included to be used to help with the sewer and water districts to maintain affordable rates. The engineering department is actively working on continuing to actively work on future service areas for Pinetown, South Ocean View, Millville, which is beginning construction, Johnson's Corner, Miller Creek, and Angola. So we're continuing a very aggressive schedule. In 1988, when Mr. Stickles began as county administrator, we had 13,128 EDUs. We're projecting next year 54,311 EDUs. 314% increase, and we've added a number of different sewer districts under his watch, Westerhoveth and Oak Orchard, and I think Long Neck came on during that same time period, as well as growth within our existing districts, and this averages out to about 17% a year. This next chart reflects some of the wastewater studies that we have contracted for, the contract totals about $3.3 million. Some of this is for expansion of the existing sewer areas, such as Dagsboro, Frankfort, the Inland Bays area, which serves Long Neck and Oak Orchard, and also, of course, the Westerhoveth Sewer Treatment Facility. There are several new ones, the Johnson's Corner Sewer District planning study is included with this, as well as a planning study for the western side of the county for a treatment facility to possibly help with the towns and provide a treatment facility for them. The five-year capital improvement plan, $247 million in planned funding for capital projects in the upcoming 5 years. This includes $75 million in funding for non-sewer and water projects, $36 million for airport improvement projects, $15 million for administrative building, as Mr. Stickles mentioned, $6 million to complete the emergency operations center, which is under construction, and about $10 million in funding for library expansions. Also included is $172 million for continued sewer projects. About 70% of those projects will be funded by bonds, $120 million. None of the non-sewer and water projects are planned to be funded by bonds at this time.
This chart shows the personnel benefits. We feel we have a very competitive